Did you know that Game Pass or Pass is brought to you for free because of Spotify for Podcasters? It's a totally free platform, and you can make a podcast today for free. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit podcasts right from your phone or computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else that podcasts are heard. And if you think about taking your podcast to the next level with a video podcast, Spotify can help you too. With Spotify for Podcasters, you can also earn money in a variety of ways that includes ads and podcast subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to spotify.com/podcasts to get started right now.
Time for a very remade edition of Game Pass or Pass, the podcast where we play games on Microsoft's Game Pass service, tell you which games to pass on to your friends and which games to maybe open up a book and read something else and
take
pass
a
it on
look
by.
Reading rate. Oh, I thought you were going the other way with that. Apologies.
I am Corey. I am joined by the puzzle solving man himself, Basher.
I am known around these parts as the puzzle master. There has not been a video game puzzle that I could not solve.
That's totally not true. He's a liar. Don't
There's listen to not a single one. If you can name it, feel free. It's not a single puzzle.
I feel like we were just talking about a game and you were like, yeah, I had to look it up.
But... all right. That's not recorded. And if it is, it's been doctored.
Well, maybe it's the radio playing in my ear. seriously, if you, I don't think people understand. Recording should be easy, right? Like, you don't understand unless you're a podcaster that, like, for like, I feel like recordings are held together by duct tape, because no matter what you do, you will change nothing. Something breaks. I currently have I'm picking up a radio signal from Basher's microphone. Like, that is a real thing that is happening right now.
I can't make it up. I do my best to, first of all, living in a city and recording, good luck. Just best of luck to you. But that aside, I do my best to set up situations and rooms and whatnot to where I can get this working better for everyone involved, especially the listener. But you especially, Corey, just it sucks getting bad audio, but it's like, I do everything I can, and it's like, wait, I'm getting feedback. What kind of feedback? I'm hearing country music. I got nothing. I got nothing. I'm sorry.
It was a moment today. Not important, but just, it's a real thing that is happening. Anyways, all right. We're not here to talk about country music. We're here to talk about Myst, which you might be thinking, Myst, the original Myst? Yes, sort of, kind of. The game was remade recently, and it was released, and for some reason, Basher wanted to play it. Don't know why, but
it's Myst. It's gaming history.
And here we are. This was developed by Scion. The original Scion came back and did this game too. Regularly priced at $29.99. It's a first-person adventure puzzle game. This is completely remade. This is the original game, but remade in modern 3D. You might remember the original game was kind of like had a lot of cutscenes and a lot of video files and all that stuff. But no, this is a full-on remake. Available on Xbox One, Xbox Series X and S, PC, Mac, Oculus. That's it. No PlayStation version yet or Switch. I have to imagine those are both coming, though. There's no way this is not. But this was a day one Game Pass debut. So there you go. No, there's no crossplay because there's no multiplayer. Cloud says I was shown that they do not currently work. Do you have any idea if that's true?
I cannot confirm or deny that. I play solely on the Xbox Series X.
So there you go. Not entirely sure. It does have HDR support. It looks pretty nice. There is no DLC, so we do not think the cloud saves works, but I could not get a definitive answer on that. I do know that the achievements sync, though. So that was, you would think the cloud saves, maybe it just didn't work for this person, for the old Google machine told me. So So, in an odd turn of events, Myst. Let's talk about it.
Is it really that odd? Again, we should start with an apology because Myst is one of the most important games of all time. Show some respect. Put some respect on his name, please.
Okay. I am not denying that, but the fact that you wanted to play Myst, what's happening over here?
First of all, second of all, at this point, Puzzle Master. Why wouldn't I want to play Myst?
It was 12 minutes. That's the game. That's the game you had to look at. I remember, you jerk.
Why can't it's just like a recent episode too. I was hoping somebody had to dig for it. Well, that's different. 12 minutes was garbage. Myst is the king of puzzles. To answer your question, I always wanted to play Myst. Not only because, but I like going back and playing important games.
Are you saying that you never played Myst?
I've never played Myst.
Okay, it makes more sense now.
Yeah, I mean, I missed Myst. And it's sort of the grandfather of the kind of first person or 3D puzzle, 3D-ish puzzle game, and I just never really played it. It's the same case of Diablo 2, where I somehow missed Diablo 2, but I played every other subsequent dungeon crawler that wanted to be Diablo 2. So when I saw Myst pop up, the remake, I'm like, I got to jump into this to see what the all the hoopla was about back in 1994? 5?
I think it was 3, actually, 1993.
Jeez. So, that said, Myst is a first, like you said, it's a first person puzzle game.
First puzzle, that's a new one. Puzzle. that's a new one.
Myst made it. That's what I'm saying, guys. You gotta play Myst. It's the first puzzle game ever made. and it just drops you in and says, have at it. And for some reason, that just grabbed me. I'm like, okay. All right, I think I'm in.
Okay, so here, this episode, it's a little different, simply because this is a remake. We've talked about other remakes like Destroy All Humans, but like Destroy All Humans was not a universally praised game. I Myst is a game that even if you haven't played it or you have played it, I've never really heard anyone say it's bad. Like, I think you could talk to people that have played Destroy All Humans, for instance, be like, no, I don't like that game. It's bad. But Myst doesn't have that sort of, what's the word I'm looking for? I don't want to say opinion around it, but like, it's almost like Doom. Like, it's just like, it's just sort of respected. It's just like, oh no, like, I know what that is. Like, everyone's probably played E1, M1 at some point. Even if you haven't finished E1 through, you know, E1, like, you've played it. And you're like, oh, yeah, like, it's Doom. Like, you got to respect it. And Myst is almost like that. So it's like, is Myst, what are we talking about here? like, is,
excuse me, guys.
Are we going to actually debate whether or not Myst is worth playing? Because I can do that. But is that a good idea?
All right. So I'm essentially in a similar boat as you. We're not in the same boat, but you're both right next to mine. I see you right there on my right hand side. Just going down this lake here. Here's the thing. Like, because Myst is Myst, and it doesn't have that air around it of, I think it's all right. Like, you don't even get that from Myst. You don't even get, like, saying, I think it's all right. It was cool when it came out. Like, people still, like, Myst is heavily praised. And I'm like, I need to jump in and see what this is about. So the very first thing I had to do that you don't have to do with probably any other game made today is kind of, say, give it a huge caveat, because this is not a remaster in the sense that they went back, tweaked some things, and made it a brand new experience where things are fixed and new. This is a very, very faithful remake. It's the puzzles are essentially this. I want to say they're exactly the same. The layout is exactly the same. It's really just built from the ground up without the full motion video and stuff. And it's like, therefore, I had to put my mindset in the place of 1990s, like to really get this game going for me, because it just doesn't have a lot of the modern day gaming advancements.
Oh, it doesn't have any at all. Like, so that's where I'm afraid to speak. The question is that it's been remade faithfully. Did they squander an opportunity to maybe make Myst more approachable?
110%.
Is that a good or bad thing? Like, that's where my
dilemma. Question.
Like, Myst, like you were not exaggerating when, like, the game drops you in. That's it. Like, nothing. You get nothing. And if you have never played Myst before, you could walk around for half an hour and have no idea what to do. And this is a game that you need to take notes. Like, you need to have a notebook next to you. You need to have your phone
notes.
Open. Yeah, like, you need to have your computer next to you. You got to have your OneNote open. Like it is not a game that holds your hand in the typical or non-typical sense. And it's like, so as someone who's played Myst before, I mean, it's been a very long time. But I played the original Myst. I was lucky enough when I was a very young child that my father was in the industry, not the gaming, but the computer industry. So we had all the fancy computers, you know, like when no one else did, or they were too expensive. So like I was lucky enough to play it at the age 5 or 6. But eventually, when I was 10 or 11, you know, I did play through it fully, and I'm pretty sure I needed some guide for some things. But I definitely, like, I had the notebook open, and I was playing Myst. Like, that's what you had to do. But I wonder, like, my question then becomes, it's like, if you haven't played Myst, it's, I feel like you're the exception. So, like, if this is aimed at people that have never played it before, I feel like you don't need to remake it. Like, if you're remaking it, I feel like it's an opportunity to maybe help players along with modern technology and modern sort of mechanics, I guess.
I don't disagree with you on that. I think they very well could have made some advancements there. But you know what? I have to go off topic here, but this team continued making other games. Like, I didn't play Myst, but I played, I think it's called Abduction.
That sounds right.
I believe that's their other game, and it's very, very Myst-like. Made several years after Myst, but still the same trappings. This is very much a Dark Souls situation, where they made a game way back when, and it hit, and they made sequels without really improving on the formula too much. To answer your question, I think they faithfully remade this game on purpose and by design, and that is the point of it. They don't, like, an updated Myst is not on their agenda at all. Having played through this remake and their later games, they have no interest in modern day mechanics. They don't care about modern day feels and looks. They are going for a very traditional first person puzzle adventure. And I think in the most archaic way, it works.
Fair enough. I mean, yeah, like I, yeah, that's fair. The, if it's not just dropping you in, then is it really missed? I guess is the question. I mean, I feel like I'm just going to be asking you questions because look, I've already beaten this game a long time ago. So like, I know the trajectory that you were on. So I'm curious, you know, how long did it take you to basically to find the books? Like, how long did it take you to find the books and start putting things together?
So to talk a little bit more, to build a little bit more about that. So it's like you said, Mist opens up, you hit the start button and you're just on a peak, like a small pier, and you're on an even smaller island, and you got nothing. You got no sense of story, no sense of lore. You don't know who you are. You don't know why you're there. You got nothing. So not knowing anything about Mist at all, I genuinely thought I missed something after hitting start button. I'm not gonna lie to you. So I spent, honestly, probably the most time I spent around doing nothing is probably the beginning. Because I just had to get an understanding of kind of what the game wants me to do and why, and more importantly, why it wants me to do it. Once I found the first kind of sense of lore off the pier there, off the dock, if you rather, the game kind of was rolling downhill for me. I don't think in my opinion, I didn't find the majority of these puzzles to be too far out there. They're very difficult in a way where you really need to put on your Mist thinking cap. But once you're kind of in it, I think the game does a good job of not having the puzzles be too crazy out there. And I think it does a good job of having a lot of, I call them red herrings, where there's a lot of things you could kind of click on and inspect, but have nothing at all to do with the puzzle. And that will put you down the wrong lane for a while. But I think I spent most of my time with Miss knowing for a fact, like, I know I have to get that to rotate. How do I get it to rotate? I know I have to get that bridge to extend. How do I get it to extend? I know I have to do that, but how do I do that? I think Miss does a good job of doing kind of that gameplay.
Yeah, for sure. I look at, you know, modern, I won't say modern, but puzzle games sort of after, or adventure puzzle games, you want to call them, after Miss, like, there's always the adventure game idea of just like, what did I miss? Because I've been walking around this area forever and I can't figure it out. Like, and it turns out like you need to combine the stick with the apple, you know, something like that. That's not really how Myst works. There's no inventory screen. It's contained in a way that I actually really like, because like you said, the puzzle's in front of you. You're not missing anything. That's the puzzle, you know? And if you're not figuring it out, you're not missing anything in terms of like, well, I'm not supposed to be here right now. Everything that you need is somewhere around you. But my question would basically be, it's like you almost have to find like a cipher, you know, like you've got to find sort of the way Mist works. And once you do it, like you said, things sort of start clicking for you. But the fact that you basically have to pull out a pen and paper, or, you know, your phone, computer, whatever, and start typing stuff, like, I just don't, like, if you haven't played this before, how many people are realistically going to think to do that?
I don't know. I honestly don't think a younger gamer would do it. I don't think they would even think to do it. Being 35, And I had a 27-year-old friend over. Well, she's 26. She's going to be offended.
Oh, my God.
Our immediate reactions each time we reached a certain puzzle was, even because she's not even a huge gamer, and even she's, I think it's, even she's kind of old enough to know, like, oh, crap, we're going to need that. Pass me that. Pass me a pen. It was a lot of that. It was like, I mean, write that down. Hold on. Let me take a picture of the screen. You take a picture of the screen. I take a picture of the screen. Let's put our phones together. That happened at one point. I really found an appreciation with the arc. I'm going to refer to it as archaic game design because it truly is archaic in both a good and bad sense. Because I think, as you said up top, they missed plenty of opportunity to make this more accessible. And they really went the Souls route of get good. And I don't think that's fair for most gamers. I really don't. I think this should be, I think game design in general should have a way more common sense attitude about it. Myst is still very much, nah, you either figure it out or you don't. Like, if you never beat this game, we don't care.
But I mean, but to sort of defend it, I mean, it sounds like it still works, though. Like, I guess that's what's sort of surprising to me, because I got through a majority of it on Xbox, and I, you know, you finished it kind of thing. So, like, since I already finished it again, but, like, it's sort of the, you know, once you know what to do, I don't want to say the magic is gone, but, like, I don't really need to ever play Myst again.
And I agree with that, yeah.
So, like, so I guess that's when I'm approaching it, I'm just like, man, like, are people going to care? But, I mean, it sounds like you did. I mean, it sounds like it clicked for you in a way that is generally surprising to me, because unlike a Doom or something like that, like, Doom is a very straightforward thing, and Myst is very straightforward, but it's straightforward in a different way. Like, even people that have not played Doom or, you know, have seen you play Doom, like, they can look at it and be like, oh, okay, like I get what's going on, kind of thing. Right. Whereas Myst is just like, what are you doing? Like, why are you just reading books? Like, what? Like, stop. And so, yeah, it's cool and it's refreshing to hear your take on it, because it's definitely, I think it's the way that people that have played Myst back in 93, or they played the remake, or they played Myst 2, or what was the sequel called? Riven?
Yeah, Riven, R-I-V-E-N.
Yeah, and I think it was called Riven, the sequel to Myst or something like that. So, like, you know, those people that played those games originally back in the day, like, it sounds like you're still able to get that even without the modern game design, which is cool and refreshing. So,
yeah, I think I would be in the same, this is, excuse me, the exact same boat as you if I played Myst in 93. I would just be like, I played this game already. I've been here, done that. And to get an exact remake would bore me. It definitely would. Because I already don't like remasters. But seeing as I didn't get to play Myst the first time around, I thoroughly enjoyed it. And I was also surprised as you were when I had it on and my friend came. Like, and that's kind of how she started playing it with me was, I already had it on the screen, and she's used to playing games with me or watch me play games, whatever. And she was like, wait, what is this? I'm like, this is Myst. And I was ready to turn it off immediately, because I'm like, she's not going to sit here and want to do these weird puzzle games. But it's like, wait, what are you trying to do? Wait, I think I get it. And it's like, there's still that sense of excitement with Myst, where it's like, I know what I need to do, but how do I, oh, wait. That eureka moment is still precious, and it definitely rolls downhill, because you start figuring, we put one piece together and the whole puzzle kind of comes together.
There you go. I mean, that's all the endorsement you need. Because I've already experienced that, and the fact that you can still experience it with this remake years later, I think is a testament to that. Yeah, like, if you, for some odd reason, you haven't played Myst, or you don't remember it, it sounds like the remake works.
Oh, absolutely. And games like Myst don't work. I went down a first-person puzzle game dig since Myst was released on Game Pass, and came across a lot of games I genuinely don't like. And I say that because I just want to say on record, The Witness is trash.
Now we're gonna have to.
it's just lines, man. It's just all lines.
No. I bet you he hasn't played The Witness. Like, I think The Witness is the modern Myst. Like,
wait. Okay. All right. So does The Witness take a turn to where it just starts getting really cool or something?
Think of it this way. The Witness is completely open, whereas
Miss is kind of, yeah,
it's sort of like sections, yeah. So The Witness definitely has sections, and you sort of stumble into the first one or two organically, and you can't really get out of it unless you specifically know where to go, if that makes sense.
Right.
But The Witness eventually opens up, and you can go to a puzzle out in the world and look at it and be like, I don't understand this at all. Like this, these are just line puzzles. But as you keep playing through the game, you almost start learning a second language. And so I can look at a puzzle in The Witness right now and solve it, and it would look like it's Chinese to you. So go ahead.
That was kind of happening. I guess my thing.
It takes a little while to get there.
I'll jump back into it because my thing was, we were playing it, and I'm just like, is it going to be all lines though? And when she looked up and said, yes, all line puzzles, I'm like, I'm out. But if it hits a frequency, I'll jump back in.
It's the openness of it can, I think, actually hurts it in a way, because it almost has, in a weird way, like in Dark Souls, if you miss an area, it can be detrimental, because, you know, it's just if you can get stuck in The Witness and not be able to progress because you don't know something exists. Like,
oh, so, gotcha. Yeah.
So, like, you because I remember bouncing off, I just say bounce out of the game. I played that game and I got through like three or four areas and I kind of just couldn't figure out where to go. And I kept running up to these puzzles. Like, I can't figure this out. Like, I can see that this puzzle is different. Like, they all are line puzzles, but then they do things like, sometimes it's environmental. Sometimes it's like shadows. Sometimes it's light. Sometimes it's, just something on the screen. Like, there'll be different shapes on the screen in the line puzzle, and those shapes start to mean things once you start figuring it out. But there's also some genuinely, like, really cool moments in that game of everything is line puzzles, and I mean everything is line puzzles. And sometimes when you figure out what is and isn't a puzzle, it's just like, holy crap. Like, how did...
Like, okay, all right.
I never would have thought about this.
All right, you sold it. I'll jump back in. Yeah,
it's tough. Like, because Myst is sectioned off, it's a lot easier to keep the flow. But Witness makes you work for it a little bit more. But you also don't have to do every puzzle to finish The Witness. So just keep that in mind too. So, but this is not about The Witness. This is about Myst. But it sounds like it still works, which is... Going into this, I wouldn't have guessed that. So the fact that it still does work and you can still get that magic is pretty, it's pretty cool. I think it's cool that someone else can experience it. So that was just kind of my thing. Like, and playing this remake, I still think that I really feel like they could have done a couple things to at least guide the player. Like, at the beginning when you find the books, like, I genuinely... Did you play on Xbox? I can't remember what you said. You said Xbox, right?
Xbox, yes.
Yeah. I think this has keyboard and mouse support. I don't know if that's true, but I didn't... I used the controller, and I was like, man, I feel like you can flip the pages of this book, but it just wasn't working for me. Like...
Oh, that's the part that sucks about it, yes.
Yeah. And it was just like... I was like, I feel like it's... I don't know how to portray that to the player without breaking the idea of Myst. But I walked around for a good 30 minutes at the beginning. I was just like, I remember this. I was like, I know there's information I need. I swear it's in these books. I cannot get this page to flip. But it wanted to be extremely specific about where it wanted me to place the cursor. It's like, give me some sort of indicator that this page can be flipped, because it almost like it's just weird. So there's a couple little things I feel like that they could have done without breaking Myst, but
oh no, those
it is what it is.
Those are kind of huge things because Myst gameplay is really point and click. So like, I mean, that's almost a huge thing because there's a puzzle early on, a number puzzle, and the puzzle solution itself is simple. Like, once you figure it out, once you realize what you need to do, once you realize how you need to line up the numbers, the hard part was the way you turn the handles, because you have to, all of a sudden, you have to hold A and then rotate the stick.
Yeah. And sometimes you have to use the D-pad because...
Yeah.
Because it kind of locks you into the puzzle, and if there's multiple layers to it, like sometimes the cursor works, but I found that like you really should use the D-pad, because the D-pad does more precise movement.
Yeah, it snaps to it.
Right. So there's just a lot of little things like that. Like with a mouse and keyboard, I want to say I feel like it'd be more intuitive, but I can't say that for certain. So
me either. But that again just goes back to the top where you said they had an opportunity to kind of fix, if you will, parts of this game, and they just said no.
But it sounds like it still worked, and I think that's what's most important. So, but there you go. When it comes to the Myst remake, whether it's 93 or 2023, that doesn't make sense because it's not 2020. If you're listening to this in 2023, hello. Breaking the third wall. You should play hello it. Give it a past. Shot.
Absolutely. Myst is good times, guys.
There you go. Myst is in the books. You can write us, gpopfans@gmail.com, if you want to talk about Myst or you want to talk about anything else when it comes to Game Pass, movies, how you're feeling. How you feeling out there? You feeling good? 574-651-9256. Shoot us an email. Shoot us a text. When it comes to the future, I don't know if we have a game particularly that's going to be coming out next that we're going to be talking about in terms of playing it. But we got... As I said in the last episode, our year is kind of already filled out because we're going to be finishing our Halo campaign playthrough. So we got Halo 3 ODST coming up. We got Halo 4. We got Halo 5. And then obviously Halo Infinite coming out in early December there. Back for Blood hits soon. That's going to be a big one. We're going to be talking about the Avengers. We're going to be talking about I'm already forgetting one now. So there's plenty of stuff coming. But I think our year is kind of filled up in terms of new games. But if you have an idea, let us know, and we'll figure out a way to sneak it in there. So I'm still going to make you play Doom 64, just so you know.
How do you always remember at some point? Like,
I never forget. I just I know
that's the problem.
I know when to pick my battle, and I know now is not the time. So there you go. But all right, that's going to do it for this episode of Game Pass or Pass. When it comes to Myst, you should check it out. But when it comes to... Nope, I got nothing. We'll see you next time with a game.
Good day, sirs.